Books on Tape presents Invisible Life by E. Lynn Harris. Read by Myron Willis. Walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, must be a duck. But then again, it might not be a duck. Anonymous. The beginning. Or, the end. Protected by a crisp, cloudless sky, I sipped iced tea on the dusty wooden deck of my parents' home. There was a trace of heat, no humidity. It was a few days after my 29th birthday, and I was pondering the next step in my complicated life. While deep in thought, but savoring the southern tranquility, I heard my father come through the sliding glass doors. He quietly placed a large envelope addressed to Raymond Winston Tyler, Jr. on the wrought iron table, gave me a half smile, and returned through the doors. I immediately recognized the familiar feminine handwriting and the New York City postmark. I quickly ripped open the envelope, ignored the card, and began to read the letter on the soft pink stationery. Dear Raymond, I decided it was time I responded to your letter. How could this happen? Never before have I received a letter filled with so much pain, yet so much love. The last 6 months have been like a wild roller coaster ride, full of extreme highs and lows. I find myself numb over the recent events.